www.thebeatmedia.com.
Live. Take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And we're going to continue on an email here in a moment about Christianity and whether or not libertarians are harsh, more or less, I guess, less accepting towards Christians. One lady has emailed you, Mark, and she's frustrated with some of her experiences within the liberty movement thus far. And I want to continue with that.
Yeah.
But I also want to bring Michael Dean on the line here from the Freedom Fiends at freedomfiends.com on Skype. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? What's I wanted to talk about frog tossing for a second and then talk about Namecoin.
You know what frog tossing is? Fraud.
Frog, F-R-O-G, like the green things, amphibians.
Okay. Tell me about it.
I think it's an urban myth, but it's a phrase in Wyoming for what allegedly some ranchers do to their neighbor ranchers they don't like. They take an endangered species and toss it over into his land, and then he can't use it. It's like it's government guns by proxy of throwing an amphibian.
Yeah.
Frog tossing.
So there was this ancient concept called the white elephant. You know, if you wanted to basically break a kingdom, one king would give another king a white elephant. And the white elephant was this great gift, but it could be used for nothing and had to be fed and cared for in special ways. And essentially the cost of maintaining this animal was prohibitive. Nobody wanted it, but you couldn't not take it because it was...
It was a gift.
It was a gift. It was a gift from the gods. I mean, you know, a white elephant was...
Sounds like Obamacare. It's a gift.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll cost you so much you can't use it. So, Ian, do you have any Namecoin yet?
I actually used to have Namecoin. I sold mine.
Oh, man. Namecoin is going to become more valuable than Bitcoin, I think, because it has a utility. You know, they always say, well, there's no intrinsic value in Bitcoin other than what people assign to it. But Namecoin can actually be used for a DNS system for websites that's outside of ICANN, so they can't take away your website.
Right. And, to explain that differently, the DNS system is essentially the internet phone book where you visit a website like freetalklive.com. Your computer looks up the IP address on the DNS system of that website and then actually requests the IP address rather than the words that you've typed in. So it's kind of the translator translating the words to the numbers. And the current DNS system is very, very centralized, based out of, as you mentioned, ICANN, which is based in the United States, which can easily be targeted by the state to take out websites from being able to be accessed. And the Namecoin is the idea of having a decentralized DNS system, which would mean that it would not be able to be taken out by the state. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's kind of clunky in that, you know, in order to access those websites, you have to have a specially set up browser with special proxy information. It's certainly not within the purview of the average internet user to access websites in that way at this time. That's not to say it couldn't get easier somehow in the future, for instance, but right now it's not very viable. But yeah, that was one of the reasons why I had purchased some of the Namecoin, but ultimately I got rid of all of the altcoins except for some of my Litecoin, simply because I didn't like the idea of holding them in the exchanges, because that's where I was holding onto them, were on other websites. I didn't want the website to, you know, go down and take my Namecoin with them, and I'm already running the clients for Bitcoin and Litecoin. I don't need another three, you know, clients running on my computer. So that's why I got rid of them. But, you know, one of the counterpoints to what you've said, Michael Dean, is that all of the altcoins, if they're really so great, their code could be incorporated into Bitcoin. What do you say to that?
Not all of them, but yeah, not all the code.
Okay.
Well, Litecoin is like Namecoin is already doing it, and it's pretty hard. It's a few hoops to jump through to work through it. Like you have to change your DNS servers,
right?
But I've got a few .bit websites right now, like fiends.bit. If you configured for it, you can look at it, and we've got magnet links of all of our episodes there. You know, it's a drone-proof thing on a drone-proof website. I will say that I just went and cyber-squatted freetalklive.bit, and I will give it to you free as soon as you realize how important this is. And the reason I got it was because somebody cyber-squatted freedomfiends.bit 6 months ago, and I'm just learning about all this. And yeah, but your guys were still available, so I grabbed it for you. And when you want it and know why you need it, I will transfer it to you free. So that's going to be an incentive. Yeah. But it's also, I've got a couple friends who are working on a way to make it basically a plug-in for Firefox, and this will revolutionize internet. I know we've all heard that before, but, you know, when they start mass taking down websites, I say that ICANN, you know, it stands for something stupid, one, it's a bunch of words, but it basically it means the government saying, I can steal your website.
Sure.
And they will not be able to do that with .bit, and my friends are working on a way to get it so it's so grandma can use it, basically.
Yeah, and if you have a domain name, you have to pay ICANN every year. They charge a fee.
They charge a fee for the Namecoin, too.
Yeah, so, okay.
It's 7 cents. It's 7 cents. That's why I want to have you grab here.
You know, that just irks the hell out of Ian, right? That 7 cents just greggles him.
No, not really. That's great.
Well, said,
you got to pay a fee anyway.
They have to charge a fee.
When the government takes freedom, free talk, I keep calling your show my show. They're so similar.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Why did you steal our name and get such a close name to our name? No, but so when the government steals freetalklive.com, if you give me 7 cents, I'll sell you free the .bit version.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I definitely have an appreciation for the Namecoin. I think of all the altcoins, it's the most interesting of them. It's unique in what it's doing. I just can't say that, you know, I care enough at this point.
I like the idea. I'm sold.
You register names to yourself. You register them to the network, not to, you know, some government bureaucrat that if they get a fax from some three-letter agency, they'll take it down.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I like the idea. I really think there need to be like 10,000 cryptocurrencies out there. You know, some people are like, oh, there's enough already. But it's like, I think that cryptocurrency really is Web 3.0. People have been saying for a long time, like, what's going to be Web 3.0? And it's like, this is the first vast different thing, you know, payments, anonymous, that can't be shut down. It's the first real change in the internet since social networking, you know, 10 years ago or something.
As soon as Namecoin makes it easy to access their websites, then I'll care more about actually acquiring one of them, because
no, Namecoin's not going to do it. Me and my two buddies they're doing it, and I'm going to be their cheerleader and promotions guy. I'm their their worm wrangler.
Right, because this is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to say. It's like, as soon as Satoshi Nakamoto makes it possible for me to do buys at Amazon, then I'll care about Bitcoin. Well, what? I mean, you know.
As soon as it's easy. Maybe I didn't mean Namecoin, but anybody. As soon as they make it easy to access these websites. You know, if you can make it easier than using Tor, then I think that that would be fine.
Tor is easy to use. It's just slow.
Yeah. No, this
is
fast.
Well, how does it differ from Tor, by the way? Because Tor does have websites that don't exist on the regular internet. I guess the difference is Namecoin is on the regular internet. It's just that you have to have a special proxy to be able to access the DNS.
Yeah, but what my friends are doing is they're doing it so the proxy would be local on your machine from the blockchain of Namecoin. Like, it would just check. And it would be updated every time it updates.
Okay. I'd love to see that. You let me know when that happens.
Yep, I will.
All right, Michael Dean.
Worms.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. He does a darn good show.
Worms.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so back to the email here from a Christian listener who's frustrated with some of the rude people that are supposedly within the liberty movement, and she's also apparently concerned that those same people are here in New Hampshire, and that may be a turnoff for her to come here. That's not been my experience personally. Yes, some of them are likely here. As you pointed out, Marcus, we've got over 1,500 people that are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That doesn't include all the New Hampshire natives that also love liberty. 1,500 Free Staters are here, and inevitably, in those 1,500 people, some people just aren't going to get along with one another.
Oh, sure. You know, not everybody is going to get along, but, you know, being with people face-to-face is so much different than the internet.
It really is.
And I feel like this email is, you know, was spurred from an internet interaction.
Well, that's clear.
And just like was discussed earlier, when you're not face-to-face with somebody, you just don't have the right, you know, thing emotions going back and forth between you to react appropriately.
Nonverbal communication, yeah. Feelings, being able to make eye contact with somebody.
All that's very important, and that makes a big difference.
So we'll continue with the email here in moments and some of her concerns about the rude people in the liberty movement who are not respecting Christian libertarians. More on the way here. You can take control with your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. Are you a Christian in the liberty movement? And have you been experiencing very nasty discrimination on the part of other people within the very same movement. That has been the experience of our emailer here, and we're going to continue that. I also want to invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. We got listening options there that include broadband, midband, and narrowband streaming versions of the show. So you can tune into the streams anytime you want, listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. That way, of course, archives, you can download years worth of the show. We've got radio stations, over 130 stations now, so we've hit a new milestone there.
Again, we had 130 before.
Did we tweak up? Yeah, I guess we did, but then we dropped. There was a couple that dropped. Anyway, we're
back to 130.
We're back to 130, and well, it's the first time we've announced having 130, because we literally got one and like the same day lost another.
Yeah.
So
I thought I saw the website show 132 at one point, but you know.
Anyway, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about those great radio stations that air the show. Also, our satellite listening choices include free-to-air satellite radio, where we're available across North and Central America to anyone with a view of the southern sky. You can get some cheap equipment and then pay $0 per month to listen to LRN.FM content. There's webcam option and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
So on your Christmas list this year, there's probably somebody who likes coffee, like really likes coffee.
Mm.
Now, that person is going to benefit from a gift of BuzzBox coffee. We've been talking about BuzzBox coffee here on Free Talk Live for a couple of weeks now, a few weeks. And what's special about BuzzBox coffee, certainly it's great taste, top 1% Arabica grade. No doubt it's delicious coffee, and whomever you give it to will really enjoy it. But what really comes with BuzzBox coffee is the assurance that you are doing all you can to help, to do the right thing by the people who create your coffee. And instead of coffee that's grown, sun-grown coffee, it's shade-grown coffee. And so the trees don't need to be all cut down. The topsoil doesn't wash away. And then this village is essentially wiped out of its only resource within a decade or so. That's not the way it happens with BuzzBox coffee. Also, BuzzBox works with World Vision, like Free Talk Live is, in order to fund microloans to these farmers that grow the coffee so that people can get in and have their own farms. They build real wealth, real communities that break the generational chains of poverty. And that's why I love BuzzBox coffee. Because this is giving people a hand up instead of a hand out, teaching them to fish rather than giving them fish. I like those kind of programs, and BuzzBox is that. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and give BuzzBox this year, this holiday season. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so back to the email here from one of our listeners and supporters, thankfully, that is frustrated with some of the experiences they've had with so-called libertarians. And I've seen, even though I'm not a Christian, I've certainly seen libertarians behaving badly online, or people who purport to be libertarians. And by the way, just because you're a libertarian doesn't mean that you're a good person necessarily. There are some very nasty people out there who would describe themselves as libertarian.
No, actually, that's something I've talked about recently, not on the show, but just because somebody's a libertarian, exactly what you said, does not mean that they are a good person
or trustworthy.
Right. So there are people that are libertarians that are, do bad things, that lie, that cheat, steal, whatever, all these things. Being a libertarian does not make you a good person.
Well, hold on. If they are stealing, by definition, they're not a libertarian, right? Because they're not actually honoring their own belief system in that case.
Well, lots of people don't honor their own belief system. So
true.
Yeah, I think this is about openness. This is about being able to accept other people who don't think exactly like you do.
Mm-hmm.
In the liberty movement, there's this line, and that line says you got to believe this, that, or the other thing. And Ian, neither you nor I exactly believe that line, but there's this anarcho-atheist, thing that people believe, and you got to believe all that, otherwise you're part of the problem. And who wants that? I don't want to live in that world. I'm not interested in that. Measuring up in whatever way it is that the next person thinks that I need to be in order to be liberty minded.
But even the people a lot, because I've been to a lot of the events in New Hampshire for the Free State Project, and there are a wide array of people, and even the people that are like very hard lined in one way or the other, they're still friendly, nice people.
That's a lot
nice
of them
that I get along with, and even though I don't buy or I don't follow their line of thinking, we still get along and they're nice to my face and, you know, we can be friendly.
In thinking about this, I think that to a large extent, this is a Facebook phenomenon. Or it's something that occurs on the radio phenomenon. So it's a media phenomenon where people aren't interacting the way that they interact. Also,
yeah, but you're not a Christian, so you may not have experienced the same things that these people have.
My second point on this is I have been to Christian churches, and I've experienced the other side of it,
sure.
Right? It's like, so that this is you know, people that want to be loving and accepting. In groups wanting to sort of get together, and then it's their, you know, a few bad apples peripherally that are really causing all the static. And, you know, how does one get around the bad apples? And I think that Jamie had a bad experience, and, you know, it's not great. I mean, it stinks. But
don't hang out on Facebook comments. I mean, that's just... You're going to come across those people.
Well, also, one of the great things that you can do that it sounds like the listener did was, you know, express how they were feeling. And that's very important. So writing that email, I hope, was very therapeutic and helpful because, number one, we're talking about
it. We're taking it seriously.
Yeah, but, right. Just getting it out there, getting it out of your head and getting it onto the computer or out to somebody, I think that's very helpful in many cases.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, are going to, you know, hear the message and say, yeah, I need to tone down the rhetoric a little bit.
Well, okay, but it does come from other areas, too, which I think you kind of touched on. But as an example, there were some – after the Bearcat situation in Concord, there was this recent thing where they were going to get this police tank, and they did end up getting it, or they are going to get it. But there was some activism that happened in response to this by some of the Free State Project people and New Hampshire natives here in New Hampshire to sort of push back against – the idea of the Bearcat and rally and petition and things like that. And there was a discussion on Facebook, of course, after the fact, where two of the primary movers in this activism, one of whom I believe is a New Hampshire native, the other a Free State Project participant, they were very frustrated with what some people were saying, apparently to their face in the Manchester area, because that's where they live. And they were getting some real negativity from certain people in the movement who, again, were this line-toting folks or whatever, like, oh, you're petitioning, you're asking the government for this and that. Oh, you're a minarchist. Oh, you're bad. And this real negative viewpoint of people who aren't there yet as far as the voluntarist viewpoint. They're minarchists. They're working within the system. Even voluntarists like me, I work in the system, too. I've gone out and petitioned on various
different
issues.
Some people would say that if you acknowledge the government in any way, shape, or form, you are giving credence to
them. I get the crap talk from Damo from Cop Block. I mean, he's one of the guys who won't hesitate to tell you that, hey, you shouldn't be running for political office. You're only empowering the system or whatever. And some people, like me, it's no big deal. You know, that rolls off my back like, you know, water off a duck's back. It's no problem. I've steeled myself to that. It's just part and parcel of being an activist. People are going to critique you. If you get out there with what you do and you put it out there with your belief system, whether it's Christianity or minarchy or whatever, people are going to talk crap about your viewpoint. It'll never end. So, yeah, if you don't like it, then don't let people know what your viewpoints are, I guess.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone.
Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. You don't have to talk about rude people within the liberty movement not respecting their neighbors and fellow activists. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE, the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. You can go and actually create the content right there on the front page. As you go to freetalklive.com and you scroll down, you'll see all these news stories or YouTube videos or blog posts, whatever they are. You can submit content right to the front page of the site, have other listeners vote on it. You can vote up what you like, vote down what you don't. And then we'll know what you think is interesting. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there for free.
So blockchain.info, best online wallet you can get. It's a great place to store your bitcoins. They do the encryption happens right in the browser. So at, as I understand, they've got like a fifth of the bitcoins in existence are being stored on blockchain. Ian, does that sound like a correct statement to you?
I don't know. I know there are a lot of people that have blockchain wallets, though, getting up towards a million of them. They're like 750,000 right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, it really surprises me. I would say that if you have a whole bunch of bitcoins, you should be storing them in some kind of cold storage or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the impression there are people that keep a lot of bitcoins on blockchain.info.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not going to give you advice as to how much you should put at blockchain.info because your security is your business. But blockchain, very, very secure.
They're trusted. They're very well trusted amongst the Bitcoin community. That much is true.
Indeed. So you can join the millions of other Bitcoin users by getting your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right. Let's continue with the email here.
Let me wrap this up here. I'm just going to read what Jamie has to say. She's talking about a situation she had today about an interaction with
some rude people on Facebook.
Yeah. Liberty sorts that weren't as kind as they could be and inclusive. So where are the voluntarists who are tolerant and loving towards me and my family in our life? Why do they make judgments instead of just seeing what we're about, or lumping us into a group or a stereotype filled with people who misinterpret the Bible?
To answer a question, New Hampshire.
Of course, that's the end for you. I don't want to get into how I interpret the Bible. I never in my life felt judged about being a Christian until I became voluntarist. There's even groups that exclude Christians and say you can't be one and be a voluntarist at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's.
I mean, there's plenty of groups that say, you know, you can't be this, you can't be that, you know. You just ignore them, really.
That's the group out of Asheville, North Carolina, by the way, not New Hampshire.
Yeah, that much is true.
Exclusive group.
And what you can see there are, you know, people who are, you know, rigorously adherent to their philosophies, and they're damaged by their experience in religion. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I can see it. I can hear it. I know what it looks like because I am it. Hopefully I'm getting to be more like an adult every day. I'm doing my very best at that, but we'll see how. Anyway, she says, I'm here to say it's flat wrong. The Bible is actually a story about love. Love for all people, gentleness and kindness. That's who I am. And yet people want to label me as hateful and violent. What I've learned from Jesus is to love, that love is the most important thing above all else. And
I believe her, by the way. But I can empathize with where the people who are frustrated are coming from, because all the good Christians out there get painted with the same brush, and it's not fair. You know, it's grouping people unfairly, you know, into groups and you know, stereotyping, and it's not fair because there are people within the Liberty Movement. The Christians I've met within the Liberty Movement are by and far the most principled Christians out there. They are the people who really do try to emulate Christ. They really do try to, you know, bring peace into their lives and others and love and all of the things she's talking about. But unfortunately, at the same time, you also have people out there calling themselves Christians who absolutely have nothing to do with what Jesus Christ was teaching, who support war, who support, you know, militarism, the police state. They support, you know, all kinds of politicians that are definitely not Christian in their behavior. So they're hypocrites, and they are the ones out there. They're the loud ones, too. The Christians who are not, in my opinion, not real Christians are the ones who are the loudest about their hatred towards gay people, their hatred towards other people who, you know, are different from them or whatever, and their intolerance. So there's this real, you know, nasty factor about some Christians that, unfortunately, as a Christian libertarian, you get to take on that the weight of that in a lot of people's minds. Oh, you're a Christian, are you?
Yeah, well,
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's sadly labels, right?
Especially for the person that's not Christian, that's what they're hearing. In their circle, that's what they're seeing. They're seeing the bad stories about Christians.
Right.
Because they're not a Christian, so that's the thing that they're going to see and hear. The people that are Christians, their friends are Christians, so they're seeing the good stories about Christians and the ones that are more like them.
Yeah.
She says, accept me, be my friend, and I'll do the same without judging. Another thing I've learned from the Bible. Unfortunately, Christianity is loaded with people who take everything out of context or to put their own meanings on things and send the wrong message or who are just plain crazy. I even know some. So thanks for letting me vent. I was starting to feel like a lonely person in the world of voluntarism who happens to also be a Christian. I must add that I've made friends with a few tolerant atheists, and they accept me, and I appreciate that.
I think there are plenty of those atheist types here and other people who have different religious belief systems. I mean, you know, we've got the Muslims for Liberty as well. Dobby Barker is a great activist. I know he's a Free State Project participant. And, you know, I wonder what other people who have other religious belief systems that are less, you know, less popular, I guess, in America, how they feel about their acceptance within the Liberty community. Because I feel like Christians are particularly damaged in that there are all these so-called Christians out there, these Pharisee types, who really do the real damage to the Christian movement. I think that, like, I really like real Christians, like the ones that really focus on love and loving your neighbor and loving your enemy and, like, actually trying to emulate Jesus. I have a lot of respect for people that do that. But those that are hypocrites, those that are hateful, those that are angry, you've got to deal with all that baggage. When you take that label of Christian, you get all the baggage that comes with it. In the same way that the people that take the label anarchist, they got to deal with all the baggage of, oh, well, you're a bomb thrower. Oh, well, you advocate violence. Oh, well, you just want to destroy storefront windows or, you know, throw Molotov cocktails. And you take on that burden when you accept these labels.
Well, it's just the reality of living. People are labeled. They label themselves or labeled by others. And all those labels, as you said, are going to come with good and with bad. And we need to be vigilant by ourselves to, you know, see people for the individuals that they are. And that's the most important thing to do, is to see each person as an individual and judge them on their merits.
Absolutely true. So what I'd also like to invite her to do is to come visit New Hampshire and find out what it's like. You know, we've got the Liberty Forum coming up. We actually haven't mentioned that recently. We probably should do that more often. The Liberty Forum is on the way in late February this year. NHLibertyForum.com is the website. And there's usually at least 500 people that attend the Liberty Forum, usually sometimes more than that. They're great events with wonderful people who will give you a real taste of what it's like to be in a place with hundreds of voluntarists or liberty-minded people, minarchists, etc.
Liberty Forum's great because it's in the wintertime, so it's cold outside, but it's nice and warm in the hotel, and you're in that hotel with lots of people and just talking and having great conversations. It's a really a great time.
February 20th through the 23rd, that's when it's happening. There are going to be dozens of, nearly 60 speakers at the event, and there's so much to see and do there. But the best part about the Liberty Forum is meeting the people who could be your neighbors someday. Many of them have already made the move, as we have done, as part of the Free State Project. Others, like you maybe, will just be coming up for the first time to visit. And I've never heard anybody say I had a terrible time at the Liberty Forum.
I had an incident, not an incident, I had something that happened at Liberty Forum. This was a couple years back, and I was sitting at a table with people that, for the most part, I didn't know or know very well, and I started talking about Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, but I did study with them for 2 years, and I just found it very interesting. And I was just telling the people at the table, I said, you know, I think as liberty lovers, you know, we should have a certain level of respect for them because they don't involve themselves with government, blah, blah, blah. Turns out the person sitting next to me was an ex-Jehovah's Witness. We became very good friends from that.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Enough time for your call and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Again, you want to learn more about the Liberty Forum, go and get your early tickets. Early bird discount, I think, is still in place. NHLibertyForum.com. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Look forward to seeing you there. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here for you. We'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue here and take your calls about what you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please amp the show. The AMP program is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations across the country. You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com, because Free Talk Live is the most successful liberty-oriented show out there. We are on over 130 radio stations coast to coast, and those are your typical talk radio stations where people are listening to lefty and righty talk show hosts all day long, and all of a sudden, wham, nighttime comes around, and or afternoon if you're on the West Coast, and Free Talk Live comes on the air, and we're talking about liberty, voluntarism, peace. You know, these are really important ideas. And now is as important, if not more of an important time than ever, that Americans need to hear these ideas. So if you want to help us spread them, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. There's a couple bonus reasons why you'll want to do that within the next 2 weeks. One of them is that we're getting matching contributions. Now, we'll still have the matching contributions next year as well, because our matching contributors have committed to a full year's worth of doing matching contributions. We have matching contributions up to $950 per month. So if you give $5 a month to the AMP program, it's like giving 10. So that's the number one reason to do it now. But also, if you do it within the next 2 weeks, you get bitcoins back. So you give $5 to the AMP program, you get $5 worth of bitcoin for your first month, if you want it. One of our matching contributors is ponying up his own personal bitcoins to do this. And as a result, some of our listeners have become amplifiers, and they've gotten their first bitcoins ever from this process.
That's great.
It's pretty cool. So if you want to take advantage of that, that offer is only good through Christmas. So you got less than 2 weeks now. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up at the level that you prefer. There's $5 a month, $10, $25, or custom level as well as available. So thank you for everybody that helps amp the show. It makes a huge difference for us. It helps us get on new stations. We get to reach out to an industry people, and we've got Daryl now on board as our affiliate relations person. That's actually what kind of started this whole fundraiser in the first place recently, this matching fundraiser, was that we wanted to raise the money to pay Daryl to do affiliate calls, which means calling radio stations and pitching Free Talk Live to them with the intention of getting on their stations. And he's already gotten one station on board by doing that after only being on the job for 2 months now. So I think that's pretty good, actually. Took me several months to get my first station.
It's great.
Like almost a year, I think. So anyway, you can help us with that. amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Helen is on the line wanting to talk about libertarianism in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live, Helen.
Hi, good evening, you guys.
Yeah, what I'm going to say, you sound like very good people, so don't take it as a personal insult, but I kind of think that this libertarianism, and not just me, a lot of people do, and I'm pretty well educated, I've lived on three continents, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night, okay? So,
okay.
What I think libertarianism is you're kind of playing into being a tool or an instrument of the Republican Party. And I know the Democratic Party, they're not all a bunch of saints, you know, playing frisbee with their halos either. But, I lived in France. Yeah, okay, so. All right. I like socialism.
Tell me about what you mean by we're tools of the Republic or playing into being tools of the Republican Party.
Ron Paul and Rand Paul, they became popular because they were against war, which is a good thing. That's a great thing. Okay? And
that's definitely not a Republican thing to be against war, right?
No. It's usually the opposite. Yeah.
Okay.
But they are Republicans, you know. And they're also libertarians. But
Rand Paul is not a libertarian. Rand Paul is not. He has never identified himself as a libertarian. But his father Ron definitely would, I think, be more accepting of that term.
Ron Paul is much more popular with everyone than the son is.
That's because Ron Paul actually has principles, unlike his son.
Yeah, I think Rand Paul is a little nutty.
But tell me how it plays into the Republican Party. How are the libertarians tools of the Republican Party?
Well, it's because it's kind of the Republicans to me are about greed and stuff, okay? And I'm like saying, it's not like the Democrats are a whole bunch of saints.
Right.
So this libertarian thing, it's like every man for himself stuff. And like I told you, I live in France for 4 years, and those are like some of the four best. I left here. I was a student, and then I was working in research, and then I went to as a student to France. I just went there with a student visa to France. The moment my toe touched French soil, I was 100% covered for any type of health insurance. I mean, any type of medical care I needed, whether I needed brain surgery or I had a sprained ankle, I was covered. But guess what?
You're identifying here, Helen, is a real problem that a lot of libertarians suffer from, and that is that some libertarians did come from the right. Others come from the left.
I certainly came from the right.
Others don't come from either side at all. They just kind of come out of nowhere. They were, you know, non-political before that. But so it's not fair to say that the libertarians are, you know, a bunch of Republicans. And
wait a second, though. As far as a tool for the Republicans, libertarians have, quote unquote, ruined the chances of many Republicans winning. I mean, because there's a libertarian in the race.
She's talking ideologically is what she's coming at here. And I think
it cleaves both ways, though.
Okay, so libertarians come from all over the political spectrum. So I want that to be crystal clear.
Sure.
It's not a Republican movement in any way, shape, or form.
There is
a third party.
What
I want to acknowledge here is that some libertarians absolutely suck at communicating their ideas. And the ones especially that come from the Republican side of things are terrible at communicating ideas of how people can be more compassionate towards their neighbor without the use of the threat of force, which is, of course, what libertarians really bristle at, is the idea of the use of force against peaceful people. So, for instance,
I totally agree with that. I think every sane person would agree with you.
When we talk about taking care of people, Helen, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. When libertarians talk about helping others, some of them do a very poor job because they come at it from this perspective of, well, everything that I earn is mine, and I should be able to keep everything that I earn, and so there. And it makes it sound like they don't really care about helping people. And maybe there are some people who don't. I mean, that's certainly possible.
That's why we need government.
Hold on. You're jumping the gun.
There are stingy people who do not want to contribute. So
I get you. That's certainly true. I've met those people. There's actually a cop here in Keene. I've had lengthy discussions with him. His name's Kyle Macy, and we've talked about this. And he says the reason we need government is because of people like him, because he will keep all of his money if he weren't forced to give it for roads and else the government's using.
Yeah, but the problem is that the government is so grossly inefficient that even though they're they're squeezing everybody for the money. They waste so much of it that all those people that would keep their money, it doesn't matter. Like, if when it comes, the government is so grossly inefficient, they waste all of that money and more.
So what you're saying is, if the government weren't doing these things, then we could, those of us who do care about
others,
we could
do it much more efficiently and effectively.
Right, the same amount of money that's taken from us would go further in a free market environment, and we wouldn't have to worry about those people that didn't want to contribute.
Call it whatever you want. Call it organization, call it government. But, you know, like FDR, FDR was efficient. He got a lot done when he was his president, you know?
But no. you're calling for government to solve the problem. Government is force. Government says
we are the government. We the people.
No, we are not.
No, that's a lie.
I will
not
you
use
were told.
Force on my neighbors, and so therefore I am not the government. The government uses the threat of violence to get their way against other people. And sure, maybe down the line they actually help a person or two with some of the money that they steal. But I'm not willing to threaten my neighbors, even if they don't want to contribute.
But Helen wants to everything to go the way she wants, and she's willing to force you into her way, but we're not willing to force people into our solution. Our solution says you do your solution as long as you don't force us into your solution. But yours
but
is not
running
reciprocal.
Around in all these different directions. I don't even kill mosquitoes. If a mosquito is on my arm, I blow it away. I'm not violent at all.
Yes, but you're having other people do your violence for you by the use of the state. And it's convenient to think that you're not part of violence, but by supporting the idea of the state, you are supporting the use of violence. You're supporting the constant threat of violence against your neighbors.
What are you doing in team? You've got what do you want to call it, an organization or something?
The government... Your government is also preventing us from our solutions.
About what you're doing in Keene. What do you call
it? The difference between an organization and the government is the government uses the threat of violence against people. And I wish we could help you see that, Helen. I don't know if we have time to get into the detail tonight. No, feel free. Call any other night.
Helen, call back.
Call
some
earlier.
I'd love to have the opportunity. I won't be on tomorrow night, but I'd love to have the opportunity to have a longer conversation
me
with
too.
You.
We took this in the last segment.
This really is a solution that works for everyone if we can just explain it well enough. And,
right.
I welcome the opportunity.
It's very uncomfortable to see the violence behind the state if you've been believing in the state for a long time, because it would mean you'd have to understand that you were supporting violence. Let's talk to you more. Call another night, Helen.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is, patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.